It's the Bob and Tom Show.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I have a positive new home story.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, once again, we have to point out...
Previously owned home.
Josh, a new homeowner, purchased a home of... previously lived in, of course, as many of our homes are. Mine certainly was lived in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And died in, apparently.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Lord, really? Haunted?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody died in the house I bought.
I mean, the first guy...
I've asked the ghosts many times.
The first guy that lived there moved in 1932.
Well, he probably died in a hospital. He probably didn't die in his house.
No. He died violently and unwillingly in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, that's not possible. The bedroom.
I
built the bedroom. That was an add-on.
A murder-suicide, wasn't it, Josh?
Yes.
So I'm sorry. What happened to your house?
Well, I had a delivery coming yesterday, and I was told...
You're not living there yet, is that
right,
correct?
Right, right.
So when you have a delivery, you got to sit there all day?
Yeah, and I was told that the...
In your one camp chair.
And you remember that Tom won't do that. He has someone on his staff whose sole job is
not
to wait
staff,
for things.
I just have a friend that I call and say, hey, listen, something's coming to the house today.
Can you go wait?
Right.
What hubris? What... To call someone, expect them to go, well, yes, I'll go wait
for you. Sure, Mr. Griswold, I'll be right there.
No problem.
Hey, you want to eat?
What the hell?
I mean, you can go on welfare or you can work.
It's not a bad gig.
You can do both. Anyway, my point is, go ahead, Josh.
So I was told the delivery would arrive between 11 and 4.
No.
A nice fat 5-hour window.
Well, that give you time to sit and memorize your comedy act? By the way, Josh, live at the famous Comedy Attic, Bloomington, tonight and tomorrow.
That's exactly what I thought it would do.
You would write some new jokes.
But the delivery person...
Oh, the heckling broke out in a new place.
No, I said...
Why don't you write some new jokes, Josh?
Did you hear? I did not say, why don't you write some new jokes?
Christy's clearly seen my act.
No, I said, so you could write some new jokes.
Like, sure, no, of course. Work on the... Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You'd say, why don't you write some new jokes?
I think you did.
I did not take offense
to
it.
Tape.
You go Uruguay, I'll go mine.
So I'm fully...
Call back.
I'm fully expecting... to sit there until 4:15.
Right.
The delivery person showed up at 10:55.
Yeah.
Five minutes early.
Were you there?
Yes.
Oh.
And I got my new...
What'd you get?
Uh-oh.
So instead of a kitchen table and chairs, I decided to go with something a little different. I bought myself a diner booth.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Do they come assembled?
I love those.
No, it didn't come completely. I had to do a fair amount of assembly.
I love a diner booth.
Yeah.
I'd love to have one. With the
tuck and roll upstery, the whole thing?
Yep.
Is it red and white?
Do we have pictures?
Black and white.
Go with your new kitchen.
The table, I didn't have some wrenches with me yesterday, so I wasn't able to put the table together. So I'll send you pictures once the table's up.
I got a guy.
Awesome.
Oh, no, it's real easy. I just didn't have the tools.
Okay, if you need a guy.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, you have a wrench man?
A wrench man. Yeah, he's got a wrench man.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a hammer guy.
His guy. His guy, the same guy, used to be my guy, but now that you have a house, my guy was taken from me. And I have to stare at my deck every day, and you guys evidently not only are doing your deck first, and your deck is done, but you were standing around laughing that he wasn't doing my deck.
We had a good laugh.
There you go.
Oh, Greg hasn't done your deck yet?
No, huh?
Oh, so I'll have to call.
We had to sling our arms around each other. We were laughing so hard.
I know. Oh, I know.
Okay. It's hard to get a good handyman.
I might go full diner with this. Like on the table.
Get one of those napkin.
I might have my own peach pit.
Peach pit, baby.
Oh, you should get a jukebox.
90210.
Oh, jukebox.
Yeah.
Is that the peach pit? 90210.
Yeah. Christy's ready. Get an old jukebox thing.
One of those little tableside ones like they have at Johnny Rockets.
Huh.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the home is worth $125,000, but the diner recreation, $2.3 million. So
that's great. That's cool. Congratulations. Can't wait to see the booth at your
house. Your cabinets all done?
Yes, those are painted and back up. They look great.
You painted them, huh, instead of getting brand new ones?
Yes,
that's much cheaper.
That's an odd choice.
Nope, that's what I'm going to do. You're smart.
Have you seen
I have it.
Dog scaring thing before we get to the new world record.
What do you mean? See, we were talking about this last week. The With the blanket? We're talking about this off the air.
Yeah, we showed it to you and you just wanted, poo-pooed it.
You wanted
watch.
No part of it.
You wanted nothing
you thought
to
it was
do with
stupid?
It. Yeah. I was watching it for a whole break.
Don't accuse me of not paying attention. Last night, Chick sends me a story we did yesterday for 20 minutes.
You know, I almost put on there, I said, I think we did this today. In just in case we did.
Do you have the world record dog?
Is this, yeah. No, is it a cockatoo? Have you seen the cockatoo yet?
I'm
the
sure
cockatoo.
Christy's seen a cockatoo.
Or three. I was married three times.
Yeah, man, that's all.
You ever dream about him in West Virginia when you were dying, remember?
You miss her? You miss her, Chick?
No!
Why'd you bring her back?
I don't miss anybody! Well...
Could we
a Japanese circus performer and his dog broke the Guinness World Record.
What is this going to be? Jesus, Mary and Joseph in a chicken basket. What's going on?
I got the video right here.
A dog jumping over a human's leg during a show in Hong Kong.
That's a show? Yes. That's a show!
You gotta be kidding me. Now, wait a minute. What did the dog do?
Jumped
over a leg?
Yes. Hang on a second. Now,
what? Yes.
Let me explain what's happening. This guy is on the ground, and he is he's sort of doing the curly shuffle. Kind of spinning around, and as he does it, the dog is rotating in the other direction, jumping over his leg.
Uh-huh.
And it's a cute little dog.
The Super Wanwan Circus, an all-dog human circus troupe based in Fuji, visited Hong Kong for a Chinese New Year show where the Jack Russell Terrier...
Who will jump over anything if you put it in front of them.
Daifuku and owner Hiroki...
What's his name?
Daifuku.
Oh, good. Boy, that could be.
And owner.
That sounds an awful like.
He gives me these stories because he wants me to screw them up.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Because
I did it once. You fool me once, but not twice.
It's always a foo, never a fa.
That's right. And owner Hirako Uchida attempted the Guinness World Record, which was previously set by a fellow circus performer, Liyasu, a toy poodle.
I can't stand it.
Daifuku jumped over Uchida's moving leg 37 times in 30 seconds.
Wow,
holy cow.
Wow.
Beating the old record by 3 jumps.
Oh, geez.
So this guy's on the ground. This guy's on the ground with his legs, and he's doing...
Yeah, we got it. He's spinning around. No, we got it.
What's that Russian dance where you kick one leg out?
Yeah.
And the dog jumps over, so he's spinning around, and the dog's going the other way, jumping over his leg. It's quite
something. Okay, explain it to me again and try to make it exciting. It's not going to happen.
What's the world record for the dog jumping?
It used to be 34. Now it's 37. We got it. That's
my God. How can I get tickets? Please send me a link.
Please tell me
that the Super Wan Idiot Man Dog Circus.
Jumping over his leg while he's spinning.
You imagine paying
You're excited about this. I've never yelled so much in my life.
You pay to go to a circus and that's what you get?
If somebody offered me tickets to the Super Wan Dog Fool.
Jumping over his owner's leg.
I would... Tear them to shreds right in front of the gifter's face.
They're in the box.
They're box seat
where they have a waiter and everything comes over.
That's actually pretty nice. Yeah, I might.
Okay, I had a dog that had the leg humping record for quite some time. Very, very, very.
I have decided to play to my crowd here in the room. I have the Guinness Book of World Records. World records.
Oh,
for what?
As of the 60th anniversary. This was 3 years ago. But I would think most of these still stand.
Oh, good. This is my favorite kind of story. Boring and timely.
Yes. And unprepared.
But.
And we have to wait for the next one to flash up on the computer.
How about this?
While there's an ad for...
Does anyone know who the world's wealthiest cat is?
Is it...
Garfield.
It's an actual real cat money by its owner.
Oh, this isn't the one that has the weird grumpy face?
No, that's Grumpy Cat.
The one that goes meow, 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 meow.
In 1988, Blackie was left $12.5 million by its owner.
Wow.
There's your Guinness Book of World Records.
A man or a woman?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
The owner. The owner died.
I'm guessing cat lady.
Cat lady?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I love cats, but I...
How about this?
This is ridiculous.
Crazy dog lady.
Back in 1988, Suresh Joachim of Sri Lanka took the longest escalator ride.
Oh, Pete's sake.
This is something he loves.
No, wait a second.
Oh!
And he is interested. He's intrigued.
So is it the world's longest escalator? Or is it?
Here's what it says. Suresh Joachim of Sri Lanka, longest escalator ride, which was 140 miles long, at the Westfield Shopping Center in Burwood, New South Wales, Australia.
This is not what it sounds like.
He's just going up and down.
Yes.
Or is it a 140-mile long escalator?
I think we know the answer.
Well, I can tell you where he didn't do it. There's a certain mall near here where they might as well just turn the one into a stairway because it's always broken.
Yes.
How dare you? That's a wonderful mall.
Well, could they fix
the
escalator,
please? But thankfully, it's typically the down staircase, which is the
easier of the two. Yeah. Then they block it off so you can't even use it. Because wouldn't you think that a not working escalator would be a stairway?
Yeah.
How about this?
Apparently, there's an ugly truth to why they don't do that I'm not going to share with you.
Right. What do you?
Oh, yes, there is. Really?
Yeah. Apparently, when they go, it's
How
real
about this?
Bad.
Don't you wonder what the record is for a parrot removing keys from a key ring?
You know something? That one I don't care about.
What?
I do. I must know.
Smudge, the parrot,
yes,
slipped off 10 keys off a key ring in under 2 minutes in 2009. Oh, I'm sorry. He got all the way up to 22 keys. In 2001, he took off 10. In 2009, he took off 22.
Without breaking a nail.
And
that's
sometimes
amazing.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
That's no escalator ride. I mean, well, come on.
How about in 2004, a guy by the name of Chad Fell blew the largest bubblegum bubble ever?
Oh, okay. I didn't know where that story was going.
I thought it was going to involve the guy in the escalator.
20 inches.
In the middle of the night, things got a little dull. I'll meet you at the top again.
How about this?
Because we're going to go down together.
Most toilet seats broken by a guy's head in 1 minute.
Anybody,
toilet seats. Anybody
ever,
a hole
anybody
in
ever
it.
Break a toilet seat?
It was broken by
sitting counts.
Oh,
yes, I have.
You're being mean now.
So this guy.
Wait a second.
This has been.
Oh, sorry. This is not.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. Broke a toilet seat once. Humbling moment and painful because when it cracks, it then pinches your butt cheek.
And then if you try to get up, it
pinches it further. Yeah, exactly.
It pinches it harder.
So it's a catch 22.
Yeah.
Literally,
do you sacrifice your sack to free yourself or do you call 911?
Slam down on it to break it completely so it will release its gift.
More Bob and Tom Extra is coming up next.
It's something that for years has just annoyed me every time I see it. And especially in L.A., you see it all over the place, is guys that wear sandals all the time, mm-hmm. everywhere they go. And it bugs me for two reasons. First of all, I don't want to see your gnarled, misshapen man hoof. Okay,
right.
I don't want to
right.
see that.
Yeah.
I don't need to have that in my brain. But the main reason is that guys that wear sandals all the time don't realize that they live in a world where you can't wear sandals all the time. You know? Yeah. There's war and terrorism and crime. It's time to put on grown-up shoes, okay? So now what I do is I walk around LA and I carry a canned ham. And every time I see a guy wearing sandals, I just drop it on his feet.
Oh, no.
See? It's not a sandal world. You're not even safe from ham.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's the laugh of Jessica Alsman. That's Josh over there. That's
Hi.
Christy Lee. This
Hello.
Is Tom, our guest in the studio. Comedian Ryan Singer.
Oh, boy.
A man who was once the employee of the month at a O'Charley's in Dayton, Ohio.
By the Dayton Mall.
The corner of good times and good food.
I love O'Charley's. We were talking about their bread. Now, I want you to take a picture of your face next to your award. It's on the plaque. And apparently you're going to be at Go Bananas July 12th through the 15th in Cincinnati recording your new album, which you're going to be distributing free. What is the name of the album?
The name of the album is going to be called Free Love. Ryan Singer's Free Love. So, yeah. It's because my comedy, the last I don't know, a couple years, especially in like last 2 years, I'm trying to focus on like positivity and love, because I mean, we're all aware of the world we live in now, where everybody's at each other's throats so quickly. But it's like, we got to focus on having some laughs. Yeah, laughter brings us all together.
Yeah. We really don't have time to
be positive and nice to
be
each
positive,
other.
Yeah.
Are you currently actively single?
I'm actively single.
You're not, there's no one, there's no special lady out there.
No special lady. There was a lady who was, you know, pretty special, and then, you know, I kind of messed it up, and, you know, she removed herself from special status.
And she removed herself from girlfriend status regarding you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Vis-a-vis
pretty
you,
much.
There's no more.
And, but I did, the crazy thing is I didn't see it coming. I was just like, you know how, like, I get wrapped up, and I get, you know, tunnel vision on my career and focused on things, and then, you know, and then I have a conversation with someone. I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize that I had done that. So, I'm getting older and wiser. You know, that's what, you know, these lessons, I guess,
do
they
you
teach
want
you.
To settle down?
I'd love to settle down, because you could turn that part of your brain off, where like every woman out there is just, you're aware of her. Like, that's,
or
I mean,
is that why that lady isn't special anymore? Because you were aware of all the other ladies?
Well, no, it was something just really dumb I had done. But, you know, but like, it's tough being aware of all the women.
Sure.
Especially with yoga pants.
That's throwing you.
I mean, it's like there's nothing, there's no secrets now. I mean, that's just like, that's when I knew I could, like, you know, Captain Kirk. Like, you know how Captain Kirk would always hook up with aliens?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When yoga pants came out, I'd see a woman walking down the street in like green leggings with like polka dots that were purple. I'd be like, yeah, if that was an alien, I'd be into it. Because it looks like skin. So I'm like, yeah, I'm totally into aliens. I mean, I guess as long as they have the human form to some degree.
Right.
Now, I understand from talking to you, you recently went on a vacation and you went camping on a camping trip.
Yeah.
But you went by yourself?
Solo style. I don't know if you've ever camped solo before.
No.
I had two nights off between gigs.
I like the sound of this. Yeah, go on.
I had two nights off in between gigs. So I went to Red Top Mountain State Park in Georgia.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? I'm always like talking about the mountain and, you know, being in nature. So I've never solo style camped. So I set up the tent and, you know, got all the, I have an air mattress, of course, and, you know, a nice sleeping bag and a pad,
yeah,
you know, and a mobile air conditioning unit.
Right. Sure. Camping, yeah.
I'm really out there camping. But then it gets like, you're out in the middle of nowhere and there's not really anybody around if you go to the right places. And then it gets dark and then you realize, oh, there's nobody here. And then so every noise, every frog hop is like, is that Bigfoot? You know, it's like so terrifying to only have that thin piece of plastic between you and your mortality. There was only one way I could like manage to like overcome the fear of being out in the wild. And that's because my cell phone had decent enough service to be able to watch a little bit of pornography. Like, that is the power of like sex, that it can distract us from actually thinking we might die. Like, that was the only thing that could get me through, was to, you know, maybe like see like, you know, like a choppy video, like, you know, like, you know, when like something doesn't load and it jump cuts.
So did you enjoy the solo camping experience?
I did enjoy. There's something about like being out there and like, you know, being in total darkness where you can't see anything that really makes you understand like every photo is a selfie. I mean, we're all just connected. We're all the same thing. You know, like, this is beautiful. We're going to make it.
What'd you do all day?
Oh, gosh. I just sat there and wondered, like, I gave up caffeine recently, so life is a nap. And like, I just... When I was all jacked up on caffeine constantly, I was like, there's not enough time to do anything. And now that I'm off caffeine, I'm like, oh, somebody please, you know, put me down, you know, like trank me. But like, so I just like thought about caffeine a lot.
Okay.
And I tried to read. But, you know, I went on some hikes. I got lost on a hike. It was supposed to be a 3.5 mile hike. Ended up being like 7.5. But, I mean, you will keep going regardless of how tired you are when you're in the mountains.
Hell yeah, you will.
Start humming the theme dueling banjos in your head.
Yeah, like it started, I was like, it's going to get dark. I better find.
How do you charge your phone?
Oh, I wasn't really worried about that. Oh, well, car charger. I had my car. I was drove, so I could just turn my car on and plug it in.
You had a car? I thought you were in the middle of nowhere.
I was, yeah, I had to get to the middle of nowhere.
Oh, you had a car.
And there was a Walmart not too far away, and I went over there, shopped around. I love browsing. That's the best thing about being in my 40s. My middle ages, I eat meat off a sword. I'm in my middle ages. But, like, I love browsing now. Is that something that just happens when you get older? Like, you just go, I go to Club Target. That's what I call it, because the ladies love Target. You got to go to Club Target. Friday night, around 10 o'clock, forget clubs. Forget Vegas.
Go
to Club Target at 10 o'clock on a Friday night in Burbank, California. You're going to have your socks knocked off. And anyway, I browse. I love walking out of a store with nothing. I feel like I won.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I'm also so broke. I'm a minimalist. Mm. I'm not broke. I'm a minimalist. I don't like to have anything. I don't like to own anything, even my own money. You know? Like, that's how much of a minimalist I am.
This should be a trend in comedians. We have Christy Lee with a couple stories over there. What were you telling
me? A Texas grandmother has accidentally been wearing the wrong patriotic shirt every 4th of July for the past 25 years. Dale Cheeseman tweeted a photo of his grandmother, 88-year-old Shirley, wearing the shirt, and said the family only noticed it was the Panamanian flag after watching the World Cup tournament. The patriotic stars and stripes top she wears every Independence Day. Apparently, the design on a Panamanian soccer jersey. Dale told the BBC his grandmother is unhappy with the photos since she does not have much makeup on.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's got some stars and some red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
You're gonna give her a pass?
Yeah. She's a sweet old lady. And it's not made out of an American flag, but it has the components of an American flag. She means well. She obviously
is a spy to me.
She's not a Panamanian soccer flag. And what could be a more American, I should say, than this?
Man in love.
Do you know what Panama's about, young Jessica?
Driving around Panama?
No.
A woman.
Not just any woman. Anyone, Josh, you know this one?
I don't.
Apparently there was a...
Stripper.
A stripper, an exotic dancer, if you will, that worked at a club frequented by the Van Halen boys and David Lee Roth, and they wrote a song about her. And the part in the middle where he eases the seat back is certainly one of the great moments in rock and roll. you know how that goes, Christy?
What, the ease the seat back song?
Yeah, do you have that part memorized? you ever say that to a guy?
No.
Hey, why don't you ease the seat back, reach between, well, never mind.
Could this lady's shirt?
I have a beef with this story.
Because I do
it's
too.
Not the Panamanian
it's
flag.
Not.
Because her red and blue sections are stripes. They're not solid.
Right.
Colors.
Couldn't this just be a 4th of July design?
Yeah, it's just a 4th of July shirt.
Not based on the Panama flag?
Yes.
I think this has gotten out of control. This whole story's out of hand. There's no story here.
You're right. There isn't.
No.
I think this is a...
She bought a shirt at Kohl's or something. It's a nice-looking shirt. It's
right.
Got red, white, and blue
She's
on
just
it.
Wearing... This could easily be an American design.
Not only that,
design.
What's the guy's name? What's the guy's...
Cheeseman.
Cheeseman. That's his last name. Sure.
Cheeseman.
Right. That's a fake name. Okay.
Scroll down. Here it is.
Arnold Cheeseman. That's my name.
Story.
Really? Is it?
The one I saw had a picture of the flag right next to the shirt.
Right, and that's what I'm looking at. And the shirt has stripes where the solid red would be.
Which would
Panamanian
tell you that it's
flag.
Decidedly not the
flag.
Panamanian
Thank
flag.
Thank you. Yes. Well, Josh and I are in agreement.
Okay, good. Well, I think you successfully removed all the comedy out of that story, and we'll just move on.
I'm going to submit there was none to begin with.
I can barely see the road from the heat coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
Sorry.
Good. Seems a little dangerous. Hope he pulls over before he pulls that seat back.
David,
there was a different time back then, you know.
Remember the award David Lee Roth won from this show?
What award?
Oh, yes.
The award? Remember?
Yes, for having the most frightened band members.
Most frightened band members of any leader of the band, David Lee Roth wins hands down. And we've had some...
No kidding.
Oh.
You mean man, huh?
They were jumpy.
Mr. Roth is very demanding.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But he was real nice and real funny. So, and obviously a great performer. So, was nice to me. Maybe.
Oh, of course. Saucer, well, know. I was one of the attendants. He realized what I was right away and brushed me aside.
You're saying like, he doesn't have any sidekick
like,
time?
Like so much garbage. Yes. That's Dave.
Okay. Well, sorry. The Panamanian flag thing. Here's the photograph of the two right next to one another. Blue star upper left, red star lower right.
Are we correct.
And then two panels of red and blue. The only difference is hers are slightly striped.
How do you? Okay. Slightly striped.
Come here, Josh. Come
How do you slightly striped?
I'd say there's a ton of stripes in them, but
yeah.
Move along. There's no story and here.
The photo I saw too had the flag. Yes,
it's the same.
It's the same basic design, yeah. But it's not the exact.
I'm
flag.
Sure that you know she's a card carrying socialist. Is that what you want? Is that going to make you happy?
No, it's what's going to make you happy.
Okay.
Don't stop projecting on him.
No.
We promoted this all morning about some big story about a grandma wearing a flag, and this is what we've arrived at?
Panama.
This is the story.
Yep.
It must be. Canal of us agree.
Dumb.
worth it.
Canal of us agree. To
what
agree.
Canalists? What are they?
Pro Panama. Can all of us agree?
I thought you were doing a word for Pro Panama Canal. Canalis.
It must be a misunderstanding. Boy, isthmus is a word you don't use a lot, isn't
it? Sure.
That doesn't come out everyday life.
I want an isthmus for Christmas.
Yeah.
Unless you're down there, you never go, hey, you want to meet me down at the isthmus? There's a new restaurant. It's called isthmus.
It's not an isthmus. It's a fjord.
Okay. Oh, God.
Dumb.
I'm sorry.
So what is a fjord?
A fjord?
Well, fjord.
Like someone just texted me the word fjord late last night.
Are you serious?
Really? Yes.
No, here's the thing, though. Anytime you get anything with an extra J in it, it's usually a typo, because that's where you've got that active finger.
No, it's not. Oh, no, but this J was like
they probably was writing Ford.
Enterprise wanted to know when they're getting their
like
Ford.
Something in isn't it Icelandic or something like the fjords in Iceland?
Norway.
No, they're in
Iceland.
Norway. And
up
Norway.
Oh, Norway. That's right. I was on a texting with a female, and she said she was getting ready to go to Scandinavia or something for vacation and was going to see the fjords.
Right. Oh, okay.
And I just
yeah.
acted like I knew it because I didn't want to, you know, seem dumb.
Maybe she was going to Detroit to see the fjords.
<That's>
a fjord is
very nice museum.
Long, narrow inlet with steep sides or cliffs created by a glacier.
Oh, hey, so yeah. She was sexting me.
An isthmus is a narrow piece of land connecting two larger areas across an expanse of water.
She didn't say anything about
the
isthmus.
Panama Canal is an isthmus.
Okay, can we move on? Canal, we.
Yeah,
canal,
I don't know how we. I don't know canal why we started on. Talking about this. All of us trying to save this stupid story.
Made the international.
Finally, we're laughing about something.
Well, it gets more interesting than the actual World Cup itself. Sweet old lady in America on July 4th.
Battled by dementia.
Okay, fine.
Now,
people getting upset because some lady wanted to be patriotic. That's all it is.
Ms. Cheeseman, your thoughts?
Ms. Cheeseman, your car's ready. Ms. Cheeseman.
Ms. Cheeseman.
The phrase goon goon is Japanese for sniff sniff.
Okay.
How do you spell it?
K-U-N, K-U-N.
Definitely
goon.
Along you.
Yeah,
we'll go with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also the name of a device developed by the Japanese corporation Konica Minolta. The so-called Hoon Koon device detects body odor like smelly feet or armpits and notifies the user about them via a smartphone app.
I'm out.
That means the days of smelling your own armpits when nobody's watching is over. You can just wear the device everywhere you go and find out when you're starting to stink by checking your phone.
Wear the device everywhere you go.
This is ridiculous.
Another awful story. Congratulations.
So the device then is an extension of your cell phone then. It somehow communicates with your phone when you start to sleep.
Well, you have to wear it.
It's like
you have to have your
Fitbit
phone
for
you.
Smells.
Yeah.
Or you could just use your nose.
Well,
can we just all agree we're people, we're these animals, and sometimes we smell. And guess what? That's good because hormones attract other people.
Pheromones.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hormones are on the inside, pheromones on the outside.
Hey, you guys know how to make a hormone, don't you?
How?
Don't pay her. Okay, now. Yeah.
got kind of dusty in here.
Oh, really? And his grandmother's wearing a sack, I'm sure.
So I think this is interesting because sometimes you can't detect your own smell. I mean, you don't know that you stink until you get on an elevator and everyone gets off immediately.
Or that guy, you know, you keep talking about.
Oh, the guy with the bad breath at the mattress shop? Hi.
Yeah, I'd be interested if this does also do breath, because I think more people struggle with that.
You'd probably have to breathe on the thing, right?
Probably, yeah.
I would think.
At least talk near it.
Hmm. I wonder, does it send you a message? Does it?
How do they have technology that knows?
Does it say, please take a shower, signed everyone?
Yeah, because
how do you decide, like, what is good? What's a good smell? What's we all kind of know, but, like, because your own poop doesn't stink to you, it smells quite good. So,
yeah,
like,
but you still know it's offensive.
Sure, but like, how does this thing? This seems like a very subjective device.
Yeah, what if it doesn't like your perfume and stinks?
Exactly.
Stink?
Yeah.
So does it quantify the smell?
I don't know.
And what is smell, man? Like,
yeah, man.
Why do things smell, man? I really don't understand like most of the senses, like taste and smell.
You don't understand them?
It's part of the defense so you don't eat certain things.
Oh, well, it smells like it's dead. I better not.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Right.
There's a reason poop smells. It's so you won't eat or wear it.
Yeah,
because it's filled with bacteria.
So okay, that works.
Would you please call up one of my dogs? He's having a problem.
You're listening to A Little Extra, Bob and Tom Extra. Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us.
From now on, you can't sleep. Sorry.
Yeah, we're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I've got a cold. I had no sleep. It's a long story.
But you're on fire.
You are.
Okay. We have...
I have this from my attorney.
Man, he's funny.
We were talking
about... Yeah, could we get him to work here? Does he know anything about sports?
Well, I didn't mean as a replacement.
Augment.
Yeah.
An addition to.
Thank you. Bogart never bought stolen maple syrup. He wouldn't play the sap for anyone.
Oh, I like that joke very much. Once again, maple syrup theft in the news, apparently.
Oops, all berries from Captain Crunch still in stores in Louisville. Had a bowl this morning. That's from David Jones.
Nice. Yeah, I've been told many grocery stores.
I just said I could get
him
a box of oops all berries.
I'm not a fan of even original Cap'n Crunch. I'll be honest.
Neither.
It hurts.
Oh, I like Cap'n Crunch.
Can you get Raisin Bran without the bran?
Wouldn't that just be a bowl of raisins?
And Raisin Bran without the raisins is Total. So there we go.
Whatever happened to Total Raisin Bran? Why can't
I
find it anymore?
Well, because people went, oh, the raisins are ruining our Total.
I love Raisin Bran.
I put extra raisins in.
I'm going to order some right
Why
now.
Why can't you just get...
I've been to store.
Put raisins in it.
Raisins are ruiners, I say.
No,
because
they're not.
Raisins in the box.
You don't like raisins?
Have sugar on them?
I dislike them.
I like my raisins
vehemently.
In my box, store bought. I don't like to have to do it when I get home.
I can't believe you find raisins that offensive.
I've reached a station in my life where my raisins can be prepackaged.
I love raisins. The Sun Made People and I are very good friends.
I'm glad
I
to hear it.
Them.
I'm glad you enjoy them.
I
Keep them away from me and my chicken salad.
Do they remind you of boogers? What happened?
Wait a minute. You don't like raisins or
chicken
walnuts
salad?
Or pecans or grapes in your chicken salad?
I'm all right with some of those things. Not the raisin.
No, we're talking food because of a giant maple syrup heist in Canada.
Yeah.
Literally millions of dollars of maple syrup was stolen.
$13.8 million. Yeah.
That is amazing. But they caught the guy and they convicted him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he was associated with the Canadian mafia?
Didn't say Canadian mafia, just said connections with the mafia. I don't know what mafia. Specify.
They would never do this in Goodfellas or The Godfather because it just doesn't sound.
Yeah, it's true.
Not cool enough.
Defense stolen maple syrup.
Hey, Vinny, I got some Armani suits and some maple syrup.
doesn't
have that.
They probably laughed about phone cards too. But, well, I mean, they don't make money like they used to off phone cards. But.
No, I don't.
So you're
think
taking
so.
This quite literally.
Well, you know, you sell your phone cards to your immigrants.
The guy who stole
the Canadian mafia is different, of course, because they say please and thank you.
Yeah, very polite.
Very polite. Yeah. That's like Canadian.
Have you heard the confession of the guy who stole the maple syrup?
No, I haven't. What did he say?
He kind of goes back and forth. There's a lot of waffling, but
I don't know what it is. love him today, hate you. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's something you're doing. I don't
wonder
what
it is.
I
don't know.
I love all of you.
I wonder what it is.
I'm sorry, Christy. What else is happening? Any more food news?
Yeah, we have gumballs. Man in Florida allegedly stole a gumball machine from a Japanese restaurant. On November 4th, the suspect entered Sakura Restaurant in Whitehaven. This is a Sakura in Florida. Told employees that he was there to service the gumball machine.
Yeah.
Great rouse. He then explained he needed to take the machine off the property in order to make the necessary repairs. Left the restaurant with the machine. The gumball machine, along with its contents. What do you think a good gumball machine would value at?
$110.
You want to guess?
$300.
Want to guess there, Joshy?
Yeah, I'm going to say $250.
$800.
What?
Well, no, wait. Is that because there's gumballs in it and money?
Yeah, but how?
There must be real. That must be a real.
It must
glass.
Be a quarter machine.
A real glass.
I think it's the quarter gumballs, the really big ones.
Because if you're planning, to knock off, if you're going to do a gumball job, first of all, don't look that up in the Urban Dictionary. I'm guessing.
No, don't.
I'm sure a gumball job is some hideous.
You're just showing your ignorance.
ATM thing.
Talking about a quarter machine. Come on.
What?
They don't use those anymore.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Yes, they do.
How do gumball machines work these days?
I just used one of these machines actually at a restaurant called Sakura. But not that one.
Right.
I was just using it last week.
Was it a quarter machine?
It was the same night I got in trouble for going to Dairy Queen. I think. You may recall. I took my little girl.
Who were you?
Would you be quiet? One of my little girls, and she was having a rough night. So in the middle of dinner, we had to go get a gumball. And then afterwards, we went to Dairy Queen.
Did it go a little bit like this? Where'd you guys go?
Oh, Dairy Queen.
Oh, really?
No, when I answered the phone, I was at Dairy Queen. That was the problem.
Did you lie initially?
No, I said,
I remember. He was afraid the ambient noise would
I said,
we're
at Dairy Queen. I didn't want to be sitting there and all of a sudden she hears some guy go, here's your blizzard, sir.
When you said, we're spice. At Dairy Queen, and you said, and she said, oh, really? Could you hear the go?
Yeah. I did.
The cold wind blow over the phone.
But I didn't mention the gumball machine. But there's one right there. You've been there. You walk in, there's like four gumball machines.
But how do you get a gumball in the middle of dinner and then expect your child to eat dinner?
Yeah, I know.
Who have you been talking to? Could you all be quiet? Jeez.
It does make sense, Tom. Even I know that, and I was a horrible father.
Plus, I cannot believe you let your kid get a gumball machine out of those filthy, disgusting gumball machines.
You know something? She's the only one in my house who isn't sick, so it's probably why.
Oh, she's the only one left who has an immune system left?
Yes, her immune system, apparently. Very good. So this guy steals the entire gumball machine.
Yes, he did.
What a horrible human being.
Who cares?
You've got to really hate kids. What do you mean, who cares?
This is a victimless crime.
No, it's not. Gumball machines.
You don't mean to tell me somebody's going to come into the Chinese restaurant and go, well, night's ruined. Where's the gumball machine? Nobody cares.
Yeah, some little kid's going to come in and go, only reason I come to this place to eat my mom and dad's crappy sushi, which tastes like crap, is because I want a gumball on the way out.
Let me tell you something. If you
never have that negotiation. You're walking in, she sees the gumball machine. And you go, okay, sweetie pie, look, after dinner we'll get one, okay? And then, unfortunately, halfway through dinner. But the good news is that she ended up getting the eel, which I don't eat anyway. And then she got the
California roll, you said.
Yeah, she had the California. But she also had some, what's that stuff called?
Miso soup. No, edamame.
The chicken. What's that?
Miso soup.
Teriyaki chicken.
Miso soupy.
But she didn't eat the teriyaki chicken, and it made a delightful omelet 3 days later.
I was
going to
say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you can keep a string of gumball machines running across the city, you are quite the salesman. Congratulate yourself, okay?
Was around someone who
kids
tried that.
Kids love gumball machines. What's wrong with you?
Well, no, but they're just not. It's not just, I mean, this guy has got like a vending machine like chips and candy and pop, and it's just not gumball machine.
You think this guy stole it for his basement or something?
Maybe no, he stole it for the money that was inside it. I bet.
If you're gonna steal arcade games, I mean, go for like that thing with the claw. That's the one to take.
Well, that's a little more cumbersome.
Can you imagine trying to get that out of a building?
You know, there's cast iron in the bases of those. They're really heavy.
This is why you guys are such lousy criminals. You can't think big.
One last. We're doing one last.
We're doing one last job.
This is the
we're gonna steal a claw machine.
Movie ever.
Yes.
You go in and tell Mr. Chin that you're from the vending machine company.
And we're planning it Tuesday afternoon because that's when
Make sure you get the right claw machine, though, because some of those claw machines have a bunch of fake, nasty-looking products in
them. Did I tell you about the time I saw a kid trapped in the claw machine?
I can't wait to hear
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with that. He was inside the machine.
Yes.
We had stories like that.
She was inside
the machine. With her face pressed up against
it. I saw it with my own eyes. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Happens all the time.
We do get that story quite a bit.
Of course you would say it happened.
It doesn't happen all the time.
We've had the story many times.
Yes. Little kids stuck in claw machines coming up. We got one girl who started handing out free toys.
Yeah.
Of course. In those, in those claw machines.
A Robin Hood. A modern day Robin Hood.
That is an inside job.
Of course, all the toys in those machines are from the 1930s.
Yeah. You're listening to Bob and Tom Extra.